This is Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with my good friend Stephanie McCall, the show director of IWCE. Stephanie, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Well, Stephanie, it's amazing that the year's almost up, and that means people I know you guys are getting ready for IWC 2020, which will be March 30th through April 3rd at the Las Vegas Convention Center, right?
We are. We have a ton of new initiatives, which I'll get into in just a minute, for 2020. Really exciting initiatives.
Okay. Well, for people that may not be familiar with IWC, tell us a little background on what IWCE is and what kind of things people have seen over the years.
Sure. So IWCE started back in 1977, so we're over 40 years old. It started as a dealer show for the LMR industry. And the industry has changed, so has IWCE. We still have our dealers, which make up our legacy attendees, but over the last 15, 20 years, we really have strived to attract the different types of end users, such as the public safety, utilities, transportation, and the building owners. And I think that our folks will see more of these people this year. Every year I get a little bit more information from our exhibitors saying, you know, I saw more utilities this year. It's a 5-day conference program. We're scheduled to have over 80,000 square feet of exhibit space and projected to have 400 exhibitors. We have about 180 different sessions going on, so our conference is very, very packed this year. I'll get into, we have new sessions that we're offering for 2020. And then, you know, we have for our attendees around 7,000 industry professionals, and again, it's government, public safety, utilities, transportation, enterprise, and dealers.
Okay, and you mentioned that you have a 5-day we have a 5-day conference program. How many days is the exhibit floor actually open, and which days?
Yep. So the exhibit floor is 2 days. It's on Wednesday and Thursday. We will have a reception on the show floor during the exhibit hours on Wednesday. So it's a pretty. We start off each day with keynotes, dedicated keynotes.
Okay. Now, traditionally, you said this has been a public safety-oriented, had a lot of public safety things happen, including a lot of various FirstNet announcements have been made at IWCE over the years, and LMR and dealers and things like that. But IWCE has really expanded its portfolio. What are some of the new things that people can look for if they want to attend?
Sure. One of the things that we're super excited with, we're partnering with Sundance Media on drone demonstrations. We're going to have drone demonstrations on Wednesday in the Silver parking lot right outside the South Hall. We're going to showcase about 8 to 10 drone companies. And then the next day, on Thursday, we will highlight the drone, the findings from the drone companies. So we're really excited to be able to offer this to our attendees. It's probably the first time we've been able to do something like that.
Yeah,
that's in real life action.
Yeah, that'll be fun to see all that stuff. People keep talking about the drones in the conference area, but it'll be nice to actually see them live out in the parking lot. So what else is new that people should note?
I mentioned our attendees, how we're attracting more of enterprise type of attendees. We're having doing a hosted buyers program, and we have a group that will be recruiting top level folks from the utilities, transportation, oil and gas industry to come in and experience the IWCE for the week. We're really excited about this. We're looking to bring at least 100 of these folks. So it's going to be a great experience for us, as well as we're hoping for these new type of attendees. It'll also include building owners. We're going after the building owners as well.
Okay. All right. Well, and from the standpoint of, you mentioned the building owners, you know, I hear a lot about smart cities, smart buildings, safer buildings, and a lot of other things that kind of are encompassed in SmartX. Is any of that stuff going to be discussed here?
Yeah, we're really excited. In addition to our tracks that we've offered in the past, we have an in-building wireless track, a 5G track, Safe Cities track, and as you mentioned, the SmartX track. So those are all brand new for 2020.
Okay, and everyone keeps talking about 5G. I assume that'll be discussed as well in the conference area?
Yes, we had a summer full of webinars, and a couple of them were on 5G, and the registrations for these 5G webinars were one of our highest registration and attendee.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know I'm looking forward. I don't know if I can be in as many places at once as I want to be during that, but that is the case, and also looking forward, as always, you know, as you have all those Internet of Things and smart cities and things like that, all these sensors that are going to be out there providing information, you know, how does the 911 centers handle all of that, or any kind of enterprise call center as well? It's going to be very, very interesting. So how are you all getting the word out about IWC, and where can people go to ask more questions and learn more?
So we're very, very active on social media. Take a look at our Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn account. As you know, our content partner is you all, IWCE's Urgent Communications and American City and County. You can always go to www.iwceexpo.com to find out more information, or you can contact me directly.
Okay, and or attend a webinar next week?
Yes. We are having a webinar to outline and go into more detail about these new offerings and a little bit more about IWCE if you're unfamiliar with it. So there is a webinar next Tuesday, December 17th at 2 p.m. Eastern, and there is a link from this podcast to register.
All right, and you'll be joined by a couple of cohorts there?
Yep, senior sales executive Todd Monroe will be presenting, as well as the sales manager for American City and County and IWCE's Urgent Communications.
Okay, Matt Welty. Yeah, Tad and Matt, they're good guys. One last thing for people that are looking to do it, looking to come, is there any help that they can get in terms of finding a hotel in Vegas? That can always be a challenge.
Yes. So what IWCE has, and you can find this on the website as well under our travel section of the site, we have worked with various hotels around the city and negotiated rates with these hotels for our attendees and our exhibitors to stay. And I encourage our folks to take a look and compare those hotels. We do have shuttle buses running from some of them. So your round-trip transportation will be provided to and from the hotel and the convention center. We're coming up on a deadline around the middle of January, so you have to book your rooms in advance.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Stephanie, for taking the time to speak with us. And have a great show. And for those in it listening, you know, please listen to the webinar that they're going to have next week. Again, that's December 17th on Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Stephanie, thanks a bunch and good luck. And we'll see you at the end of March.
Great. Thank you so much.